مجال خزارة يورو البيت في العالف ومدى عارف انت بيطوب المشنة المشنة بو مخلق جبيدا خخامي and we saw that Rashi would explain that Chachamim hold that you do Bedika until nightfall, not afterwards. And Achar Moed, according to Rashi, meant after the time of Bia. The Seicha Moed, according to Rashi, means during the time of Bia. Taisus was chodik from that, and Taisus held that the Seicha Moed means after the time of during the time of Issa, and Achar Moed means after the time of Issa. And he's saying that Rashi didn't learn that way because Rashi holds always right to his promise is not to be everybody right. And after his money, so his home is a body right. So now we're going to go from today, we're going to do the Gemara. My time is Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? Meaning, one that doesn't know what Rabbi Yehuda means, he should do it three times per week or one time per week. If one thought, it meant he should do it three times per week. My time is Rabbi Yehuda, why should we do three times Bidika? So, Chista, Rabbi Avuna, Lama Tavayu, Kenega Chomash, Eshkos, Shigatria. If Chista and Rabbi Avuna said, they both said, you know, want to know why three times? Kenega Chomash, Eshkos, Shigatria. Three times in the Torah, the Surim of having Chomets in your house. It says, Layarachacho, Chomets, Layarachacho, Sa'ari, that's one proverb. He also says, Shiva's Yomim Sa'ori, Lehmot Vatechem is the second Pasuk. And the third Pasuk, Akriyam Rishon, the Shpitz of Sa'ori Vatechem. He has the third Pasuk, since the Sa'ori is mounted three times, the Issa of Bali Rai, the Issa of Ami Chomet, not Bali Rai, the Issa of Ami Chomet, there's an Issa of Bali Rai, and the Issa of Lehmot Sa'in, there's also an Issa of Sashpitzu, since the Sa'ori phrases the Issa of Chomet in three different ways, we know there's an Issa, so therefore you have to do Bedika three times. That's what the first Mahalach of the Gemara was. Yes, so Chista Rabbi Avuna said, Rabbi Yehuda meant to do it three times. Mosi, Rabbi Yisrael asked the question like this. He says in a Braisa, not like that. He says in a Braisa, they only need to do Bedika once. Rabbi Yehuda only that. Rabbi Yehuda said, Kol shaloi bodar shloisha perokim alolu shuvene boidek. The Yehuda, when he's coming to argue with Chachamim, he said, if you didn't check in these three times, you don't check afterwards. Alma, the mekan reyda for the plig. From here you see, the nekudas machloikis is mekan reyda. He's coming along to argue with Chachamim. You're saying that you keep checking, I'm telling you don't keep checking. So you're telling me you're keep checking. I'm telling you, you don't keep checking. But you see that the Nekudas Machlokes, the point of the dispute between them, is whether you should check afterwards. Now, how many times to check? On that, there's no Machlokes.
Isn't that funny about Shukhain of Roger?
Where you
say Scripture, I would say
Anatolic of Roger. Well, the thing is, you really should be doing, it's not allowed to do. Because you might not see it. Really, you're being an everybody right. Right? So, Shuvain and Bailey, you're not allowed to check. Yeah? Shuvain and Bailey. Right. Because there are about it. I think that's Machazik, the whole what we're saying. Shuvain and Bailey, you're not allowed to check. So, according to the best notion of the Gemara, the Mosul Relator, it doesn't seem a flourish in the Gemara that you only check one time. It doesn't seem a flourish. But just since that's what he stresses, the Shuvain Beilig, it sounds like that's the only point of dispute. And then the Gemara brings a second lashon, which is even more explicit. Mazut Shemasi, four lines up on the field on the base. He's doing Chazorah today. Mazut Shemasi Achi. The Mazut has this type of writer, which is much stronger. The Moshe Rav Yosef, the Rav Yosef asked this following question. The Yudah Oimer, Kol Shaloi Bodak Ve'echod. Mishloisha Prakim Alalu. Whoever didn't check on one of these three times. That means he says clearly you don't need to check all three times. Just one of the three times. Somebody who didn't check on one of these three times should Eino Boide. So he doesn't keep on checking. Alma, Beshuv Eino Boide, because the Pligi you see, and the Kuddhis Machlaikis, is regarding whether you have to keep on checking. Now, how many times on that there's no machlekes? Just like the Rabbanon said, you only check one time. So the Rabbi Yehuda said, you only check one time. So what's now the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? He starts off with the Gemara saying, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you have to check three times because there's a pasuk, three different psukim regarding Isabariwa. But now we're saying, no, Rabbi Yehuda also said you only check one time. So why is the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? Ela, Rabbi Yehuda says the Gemara, Ela, Rabbi Yehuda Nami, Im Loi Bodak Kama. Rabbi Yehuda also meant Im Loi Bodak. Not that you had to check three times. The Hacha, Baraka, Mifligi, this is what the dispute is about. Ma Sova, Mikami Sura, In, Bossi Sura Loi. One held, you only check, Rabbi Yehuda held, you only check before the Zman Issa. But after the Zman Issa, you can't. Why? Here they go and tell everyone. Because they are Dilma Ossi the Meichel Minov. Because you might come to eat it. Rabban and Savi, Loi goes to Minov. And Rabban Aldi don't make such a decision.
So it's December,
it's not with the second last line in Yudam and Beis. Yudam and Beis. Yeah, yeah. We're just doing Chazor. Yeah, second last line. Oh. Okay, so that was our Dhamma for the Sugya. The Rabbi Yehuda told me that we're worried you'll come to eat it. We're worried you'll come to eat it, and therefore you can't do B'dikas Chametz. You can't do B'dikas Chametz. Rabbanon, we're not worried about that. Instead, you can do B'dikas Chametz, even after this money. And now that leads us to the Sol Sukkah, which we spent last week and this week doing, is what exactly are the parameters for this Issa, right? Like, we all know you're allowed to have non-kosher food in your house. There's no din you have to throw out non-kosher food. People that have maids or things that don't keep kosher, aren't Jewish, they can have non-kosher food, right? So, what's the parameters for this? Why is it a good saying here that you can't do B'dikas Chametz because you might come to eat it? But by others, we don't find that. So that's what now the Gemara is going to be asking. Omigas Rabbi Yehuda. Did Rabbi Yehuda really make such a thing? Did Rabbi Yehuda really forbid you to have food, to involve yourself in food that you can't eat? Omigas Rabbi Yehuda, Dilma also in the Meichel Mina. Omigas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda making there, Dilma also in the Meichel Mina, that maybe he'll come to eat it. Was none. The Mishnah said not like that. So what was the first try? No, Yotzi was the first try.
The first question?
Yeah.
First question,
the Mishnah said
that
right, excellent. Praise the Gemara question. Let's read inside. Vasnan, last line of the page. Vasnan, Mishakar Va'oimer, Yoitzin. As soon as they offered up Va'oimer, Yoitzin, they would go out on Moitzin and would find Shuke Yerushalayim, Sheimelein Kemachkoli. They would find the Shuke Yerushalayim completely full of flour. So they must have harvested beforehand, and he was not concerned they'll come to eat it. And Mike, you can put on this one. You can throw it onto the table if you want. Okay. So it says there that the Tanakam, which is Rameah, says Shalai Brotzen Chachamim. It was not with an Achik sanction. Did Rameah? If you don't remember Brotzen Chachamim, if you said it was Brotzen Chachamim, if you said it was very good, I see. And the Loi Goza, if you didn't make it there, till Ma'asi Lemechum, you know, maybe you'll come to eat it. Oma Rava. Says Rava, Shani Chodosh. Chodosh is different. Mitoich, Shalei Tartaloi, El Ali De Kitov. Chodosh is no concern you'll come to eat it. Why? Why? Why is no concern you're going to come to eat it? Because how do they harvest? Isn't harvest normally? Why? Because it's also to harvest something. They didn't harvest normally. So how do they harvest? They must have plucked out. So since they're plucking out, so the whole thing involved in is shouting to them, this is chadosh. Look, you're doing it differently. Why are you doing it differently? Because it's chadosh. So he won't come to eat it. Since he's doing something different to normal, so he will remember it's chadosh and he won't come to eat it. We can read whichever one you want. If it's Rava, yes, Rava, yeah. That's what they speak it out. Okay, Rava was his Rava, and Abai is coming after. But the problem with saying Rava is because later on Rava wakes up and says a different shot. So that's why it's more geschmack to say Rava, but.
So my question, what does that answer mean? It's different here because they're plucking it out. It's different here
because
I'm searching for common sense. I usually don't search for common to destroy it.
Right, very good. So Yossi asking, what's the difference if I'm involving myself in an unusual way or my search for the common itself is a something which is going to remind me for Pesach? Yeah, it's definitely good at Aura, and indeed the Rabban and the Chilek, but to understand the Yudah, the Chaya, if you're the hold, unless you do an action that's different, that means when you're involving yourself, you're doing it in a different manner, but you're still concerned you'll come to eat. I mean, I'm doing the biggest comments, but I'm not touching the comments in an unusual way. So you're right, the reason why I'm doing the comments in my mind is because of burning it. So if that's not enough, you might come to eat it. But if, when you're holding the comments, you're holding it differently, so since you're holding it differently and you're cutting it differently, you're doing a physical action different, that's more of a reminder, contributor, than the fact that I'm searching for chametz because our halacha tells me I have to burn it afterwards.
Yeah, you are doing something differently. I mean, you're searching with the nair, the whole methodology of the search is different than when you're just generally seeing and looking for things. So there's stuff that it's me that's better. And then afterwards, what you do,
Yeah, that's talking about what you're doing at night time. Then you have to hide it away, so when you burn it, you got till the morning. Here we're discussing after the sixth hour. Uh-huh. So if you find it, you'll burn it straight away. There's no candle, definitely, and there's also no hiding, and what you're doing is you're basically holding the chametz in your hand. You're right. My intention is to burn it. So that's the shaila. Is intention strong enough as a physical action? Those of you that want to bring a bit of musa, the chinuch says that all of our actions are done in order to ensure that make our body more in tune. If you hold that to an extreme degree, if your actions, if you're involved in it differently, then there's a chance that you won't put it in your mouth. If you're not involved in it differently, you're involved in normally, just what? I'm doing it because of a mitzvah and I often have to burn it. It's not enough of a reminder. Yeah.
So, you will have it on the mind quite a few weeks as I come to hear us. That's the purpose, to find it literally.
One last thing. I'm asking to the difficulty in understanding the rationale of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is still concerned. I mean, with all this that we're saying that a person's thinking that it, as long as it's not a physical action telling me to be different, it's at least according to Rabbi's terrors. So we're going to say different terrors. According to Rabbi's terrors, anything which is in the mind isn't enough. You have to do an action. What? When you're touching this chametz weeks before, you're doing it any differently than you would touch it on Pesach? No. Nepal is a continual positive. You're right, you could have argued. And soon we'll say different terms and we can fall away from this. But at the moment, Rabbi, that's what he holds. Rabbi holds that.
Anil had a very good understanding of Yehuda. He said that if you both times you're doing the Medica, nine times, the vast majority of times people are doing the Medica is when? At night. So, like, Shekhi after the 6 hour, it's very likely from inertia, you're used to being able to eat whenever you check, and now you just continue eating.
Very nice. Okay, that's nice, so.
Wait, now that you're drinking beer.
You are not eating beer.
They're vegan?
Yeah.
What?
If you're eating to get rid of the chametz, if you're eating to get rid of the chametz, that's bad. You're not eating your chametz pizza. If you're doing beer chametz, it's good.
You're not eating
after
the 5th hour.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
No, but that's what you're saying. If you would do the vegan chametz in the nighttime, you would eat.
Yeah.
The main we're concerned if you do the vegan chametz after the 6th hour, you can also eat.
Okay. So I said there's a risk of work to keep it on the other hand, if not checking, you might become overwhelmed.
Yeah, yeah, sure. So this is this.
Okay, that's very difficult.
This is the chiddush which you see from every view that the even is, sir, she doesn't let you do it. Yeah.
That issue about the eating, not eating during the 6 hour,
eating
both in mitzvah.
But you're doing the mitzvah.
You're doing the mitzvah.
By eating the chametz, you're doing the mitzvah.
Yeah,
the deal is checking, eating is a way.
What bracha do you make on the zika? Riyak is not letting this get away. Riyak, what bracha do you make on the b'dikas chametz? What bracha do you make on b'dikas chametz? I'll be your chametz, but that's what I'm doing.
That's the ultimate viewer.
Ah, but that's a bit okay. It's not. It's all in all the dream kind of mitzvah. It's not happening, right? Right. That is very beautiful. Yeah, Gevaldik. The bottom line holds, well, maybe we'll get this in very brief, that you're a kind mitzvah for shpisu if you eat chametz after the 6th hour. That's extreme. We don't hold on it, but he'll be mechanic for shpitu. If you eat chametz, then there's a place for that thing. We'll get that. But definitely in the night time, why not? It's very good. So it says, Daniel, I'm a double shame. I'm right that Daniel Cook says that the reason why Judah is so concerned here, even though he was going out of your way to burn the chametz, is because this is the type of thing that you would have done in the nighttime, when you're going out of your way to burn the chametz, you would have eaten it. So here as well, we're concerned that you're come to eat it. Very nice. Really nice. Okay. So, Rabba answered that Chodosh is different. Why is Chodosh different? Because Chodosh, you have some type of reminder. What's the reminder? When you pluck it, you're not harvesting, you're plucking. Omri Abayi says back to Rabba, Heinach b'shas katifo. I can understand what you're saying, that while you're plucking, there's no concern you're going to come to eat it. Heinach, all very well, b'shas katifo. But chino v'arkado, ma'ikin amema. What will be when you're doing chino? What will be when you're doing arkado? When you're doing grinding or sieving? There's no reminder. Meaning, what do you mean there's no reminder? We don't say anywhere in the Gemara that you have to have a reminder then. So Abai would assume there wasn't a reminder. That means harvesting, that's for foolish, you have to have a chiluk, because you're not allowed to harvest. So it must be doing through ketifa. So that is a reminder. But there's no din that when you're grinding chodosh, you have to do it a different way. Or when you're sieving chodosh, you have to do it a different way. So says Abai, where's your reminder there? Says Rava, says the Rabbi back, oh, no, kasha, that's not a kasha. I'll make up one. It's not a first, but I'll make it up. Tchina, berechadiyad. Well, say you have to grind this with a hand thing instead of a water mill. And akada, I'll grab it off the other on the back of the sieve instead of inside the sieve. Okay, so I made up a heker. That's your kasha? That's your kasha, I made up a heker. Heker is, you've got to do it differently every stage. Yeah.
Learn
next about
the
valley and goes going to
the valley
there. There's
no halakha to
do that, but still, you have
to grind it and everything else.
No. We're going to be afraid of from this.
No, I'm not talking about with the harvesting. What about for the grinding and for the.
Well, we'll see. Well, let's see.
Maybe not
actually grind it.
That's right, because you can't pile it.
Yeah. So that's the first halakha of the Gemara, says Rabba, there's Shinuyim. Heka, Rab, if Yudah wasn't bothered about it. Now we have a problem, because the Mishnah elsewhere says you can involve yourself in Chodosh even without any Shinuyim whatsoever, any Heka. And all this done, creating Beit HaShlochim and Shabbat HaMochim. You can harvest the Beit HaShlochim and the HaMochim. And the places of the HaMochim. Avaloi Goichim, we're allowed to harvest before we're allowed to harvest. It can't be Goichish, we're allowed to harvest. And the Gemara that says that's kind of like the opinion of Reb Yehuda, not because of any particular reason of our sugyah. It just happened to be the opinion of Reb Yehuda speaking there. Because the Gemara that says about that even though Chachamim weren't happy about it, they didn't make him a chah. About something else. So they didn't make him a chah. Why not? If you're not happy with something, you should make him a chah. And it says, no, shit is Reb Yehuda, is that not every time they're not happy with something, they'll make a mechon. So it happened to be, in this Mishnah there, happened to be the opinion of Reb Yehuda. But what do we see? We see clearly Reb Yehuda telling you that you're allowed to harvest the Beit HaShlochim. Now why should you be able to do that? Now, is there an issue to harvest the Beit HaShlochim before this man of the Ksir Sema? No, why not? Because you can't offer it as the own offering. So it's offering Michael. Yeah? Anyone want to change slightly that? Right. So you've added to what you said. You haven't changed it. All right. The reason why you can't is because it has to be the best, right?
Wasn't it the
other? Oh, this is the point that I wanted to add to what you're saying, that you could be the ever use it for the Kol Ha'omer. And a chatzchila, you don't use it for Kol Ha'omer. And it is true. So Tosfos brings it from the top Tosfos. Tosfos says that in Hevi brings a bright Hevi kosher. If you do bring it, you're Ayat. Hevi kosher. If you bring it, it's kosher. So just to add to what Michael's saying, that the Gemara is saying here, you're allowed to harvest. Why? Because this is not the tzvah that you're meant to bring for the Kol Ha'omer. Not that you can't bring it for the Kol Ha'omer. You could, but it's not what's meant to be. Meant to be is the better one. It's because for the common name we want to bring from tefillah which is of highest quality, and things that grow in places you irrigate are not of highest quality. Things that grow in the valley are not of highest quality, and therefore it's not the chatzchila to be brought for the omer. But with the other day, okay, but it doesn't matter. Since it's not the chatzchila to bring for the omer, the Torah says you're allowed to harvest any other tefillah. All this type of tefillah you can bring, you can harvest without any limitations. Although tefillah of the best places you're not allowed to harvest before Sfiras HaOmer, before the harvesting of the Omer, it's forbidden to harvest. And if you want to harvest, you have to do it with the shinui plucking. But in these places, since the chatzchila, you shouldn't be bringing this tefillah for the Omer, you're allowed to harvest normally. That's why it says kaitzin, you're allowed to be kaitzin. You're allowed to harvest normally. But we have a problem. Nachon, al isaktir, there's no isaktir. But what happened to the chashash? You might come to eat it. What happened to that concern? You might come to eat it. And he says you can do it. So what do we see from here? And we're not concerned. We see that even without a shinui, Reb Yehuda was unconcerned and not concerned that you're going to come to eat it. He wasn't bothered about it. You're not going to come to eat it. Why should you come to eat it? Just like every tray for food that you have in your house. We're not concerned you'll come to eat. So today, you're not concerned, you're come to eat. That was the Gemara's, right, Ma'ikar Amemo, what are you going to say? Elam Abayah says, you know, I'm going to argue on you. You, Rabba, told me the chilek is whether it's a shinu or not. I've got a right, even if there's no shinu, you're allowed to involve yourself with Issa foods. So that's not the chilek. The chilek is between chomit and chodosh, is not shinu and not shinu. Elam Abayah, chodosh, bodul mineim. Chomet loy bodil in it. Chodosh, a person keeps away from it, and Chomet, the person, never kept away from it. And therefore, since he never kept away from this Chomet, there's a serious concern he's going to come to eat it. Chodosh, since he was never ever involved in Chodosh, so harvesting, just the mere fact he's touching it is not a reason to say that he'll come to eat it. Why not?
Okay. We have a very different relationship to the Kodesh than you do to the Torah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're saying this, I will be able to eat at one time. But why? Because of the future. Does that make it? I'm ready to go.
The person is not as revolted by
it. Uh-huh. Okay. I'd actually expecting someone to ask from the share why you'll have to have food in your house in Kippur. You even have to feed your children. Why do you wash negavat on your Kippur? One of the reasons is so you should have touch food to feed your kids. So you see, you're allowed to have food. You're allowed to touch food even though it's very similar to chametz, no? Why? Yeah, what's the right thing? So then, according to that, the Rebbe Yehuda would allow you to do B'dikas Chametz on Pesach. Yeah, it's the same. It's exactly the same punishment on Pesach and Yom Kippur. And the Rebbe Yehuda didn't. Shuv ein avodah. Can't do any B'dikas. Yeah, I think you know yourself. That's not the answer we're probably looking for. Say, look, why shouldn't you do it? Yes, that's our on the Gemara. What's the cut? Right? It's the same. So as much as on Yom Kippur we allow you to touch it, and I'm not worried you'll come to eat it. So on Pesach you should be able to do it because stomach is said you can't eat it. Oh, say that. Yeah, and that's the answer. It's Amos Adin, we're all like Malachim on Yom Kippur. There's no concern a person's going to come and put food in his mouth. I don't know. So we saw that Rashi holds that Rabbanon hold they only do B'dikas Chametz until nightfall, not during Pesach. Why not during Pesach? So the Ran explained, because since it's a chash of kareis, well, where are you going to put it in your mouth? So there, Rabbanon is saying, there's no break, and we're going to say, you can't do B'dikas Chametz after nightfall. Why? Because you might come to put it in your mouth. So why name Kippur? You're not concerned about that.
There's
another, in the Chametz himself, everyone. Food on Yom Kippur, the Cholera that eats it, it's possible that that's the same thing to eat. Very nice, Torah. Very nice, Torah. So the Michael, that we're going to tell you not to touch it, is only because nobody really, it's got no use for anyone. It's got no use for anyone. And therefore, keep away from it. But as much as someone you needs to eat it, but I have to tell you that you mustn't touch it. Why? You might have to feed that child, or you might have to feed this chayla. So we can't forbid you from touching forbidden food on Yom Kippur because, forget, you might have to feed the chayla for it. It's a nice svara.
How much is intrinsically forbidden? The food is not intrinsically forbidden.
Why?
Because you
can
feed the child.
Yeah, right. I hear you saying. Yeah. No, Chomet also you can feed the child a chole if he needs it. Yeah? A child, you're allowed to feed Chomet if he needs it. A chole, she's supposed to come on.
There's nothing else. I mean, you should have him on the food.
Yeah, so in a case where that's nothing else. And also by, yeah. I once saw this question somewhere. I think the territory saw was what Bernard said, but I have to find it. In Kippur, a whole being is different than each other. We are on a different stature. But I have to look around for that test. That's the casual. It's not such a good test, that, because then what was the Gemara's question from Chodosh? others were never accustomed. Why did the Gemara ask the question? So maybe that's all included in the answer of the Gemara. Bothered, not all included in the answer could be, yeah? Yeah? So what are you saying? So, I am not accustomed to chametz, very fancy.
How?
How are you saying to Niels, how will that answer us?
By
being cheaper.
No, you're accustomed to putting in your mouth during the week of fastness.
Being cheaper. Yeah, but if you have to make a sandwich, you don't have to make it?
Yeah.
Why? When you make a sandwich, you normally put it in your mouth. You're preparing the food, yeah. You normally, that's the concern.
All of this is forbidden. There's no distinction between the food, but I repay stuff, though, and, or, you know, the family. You're allowed to eat, and there's other things you're allowed to eat, so you might just be forgetful, and you're still eating what you might have nothing come.
It's also very good for. It's also very good for. And in Kippur, you know food you've got to keep away from. No, food you have to keep away from. Mashenke in here, some food are amarati, some food not, there's more of a concern you're going to come to. It's a very nice try. It's a very, very, very glut. Yeah, Shkia. Wanted to say them? No. Okay, so that's what the Gemara is saying the text. Rabbi is the Chiddush, Chodosh, your bodel, and Chomet, you're not. So we pointed out, and that's the second place is here, that 1 second. He said you can't be Goydish. So why can't you be Goydish? If that's the territory that you're bodil or not bodil, so why can you not be Goydish? Why can't you make a haystack?
Of
Chodosh, why can't you make a haystack of Chodosh? So what was the answer to this?
Because of the loss.
The reason why we allowed you to harvest tour, but I meant we're worried you're going to come to Egypt. We are concerned you're going to come to Egypt. But because of the loss, we're going to allow it. I'm saying in a Goddess where there's no loss, if you harvest and you leave it down the floor, it won't go bad. So Mela, we don't allow you to involve yourself any more than what is necessary. So why allow to harvest it? Because there is the harvesting. And what happens if the concern you come to eat it? There is a concern, but Mokum Hefzer, we're going to allow it. And saying, Jane, Goddess, since there's no Mokum Hefzer, we're not going to allow you to touch it. So why were you allowed to make flour in on Daf for Yodom at base? Since when they go to Omer, then they would go outside and they would find it full of tzvor, full of kemach and kali. Why were you allowed to do that? I, what happened to the concern of there's no hesped.
For the visitors.
So the Eidogalim, in order to make the Eidogalim able to have food. There was also sometimes a thing which Chazal said, okay, we'll waive our decree. So the Eter, you're not, even if you're the whole, you are worried you'll come to eat it. So if there's your bottle and it's hesped, then we will allow. So, place that one more point, which is an important point. If so, then what was the Gemara's kasha in the first place from Chomet to Chodosh? The Gemara asked, you're telling me Chomet you're not allowed to do it. You see where Chodosh you are allowed to do it. But Chodosh didn't see allowed to do it. Chodosh only allowed to do it because it's a hefted. And by Chomet, what hefted is that? No, the Gemara is the second question. Remember, the second question was Abai's question. That you're telling me about Chomet, you're not allowed to do B'dika after the 6th hour. It says, Kitzin Beis HaShlochim, you are allowed to harvest the Beis HaShlochim. Right? So what's that question? You are allowed to harvest the Beis HaShlochim. Of course, there's a Hefzer. That's why you're allowed to do it. Alright, the next words, Goichin, you can't do. So I'm telling you that I'm worried about Tatcha. I am worried you're going to eat it. Just here you're allowed to do because of the hefted. So by Digger's Chomets, there's no hefted. So why don't Digger, so what's the question in the first place? I've got very glass of carrots. Digger's Chomets, you're not allowed to do Digger because there's no hefted. And you come to eat it. And there's no reason for us to waive our decree because we're worried you're going to come to eat it. Not thinking to harvest the basis of shopping since it's hefted. We're going to say you are allowed to harvest. So what was the Gemara's question? So why does it take to answer that?
If we see that they're allowed to put aside our concern,
comparing it. So the Tais says, in Svara, a mitzvah is the same dog, has the same strength as financial loss. If you're allowed to do it because of financial loss, if you're allowed to do it because of the Eilei Golim, right? So if you're allowed to do it for those two, and no, then you're allowed to do it because of value. Not for everybody. And that was the question. That was the question to which the Gemara answered. What's the answer to that question? Why by Choni, even though it's like a loss, we don't allow you to do it? But by Chodosh, that because it's a loss, we do allow you to do it. So what's the answer to that question? Right? That by Choni, they've only got that aspect that is a financial type of a loss. To say that, but by Chodosh, you've got two things. It's Bodil, and also it is a loss, and therefore we're going to allow you to do it. Right? That's how it comes out in the sugya.
Do you think it's set back a second? Tell us a little bit counterintuitive. If we're saying here that in a case where we're concerned that you might, there are other concerns that you might be there, the very common, is there a law, being coming or punished. So in such a case, we're going to say that we're going to disregard our concern if you might end up losing a mitzvah by not doing it. I mean, by not, it's never saying enough.
Not yet.
No. Okay. So we're saying here that the general that are modern concerns, they might end up eating chametz in check.
Right.
So generally speaking, they would say you're not allowed to handle it, but in a case in which you might miss out on the mitzvah of providing for the Ole Rego, then in that case we're going to say, okay, so we're not
going to stand on our decree. We're not going to hold where we hold that.
Right, but then
we'll waive it because it's a bigger picture. What he's saying, there's still a risk. Obviously, if it was 100% risk of a person putting in his mouth, or even maybe an 80% risk, or I would say even maybe 50% risk, maybe they wouldn't have. But it's only a slight chance a person will put in his mouth. Right? I don't know. Because I was worried about that. But you have to take a bigger picture on this. Either we've got him to need food, or there's Baliroi, you're going to be over Baliroi, or financial loss. So Chazal says, okay, we'll waive our there. By Muktzah the same, no? By Muktzah, Zalokha by Muktzah, you know, I have to move Muktzah on Shabbos, right? Why? Because it might come to right, you might come to the right side, it might come to a whole bunch of things. But by Mokim Hester, or Mokim Feyer, Mokim Shash has it, so that waves it.
If you have a
Muktzah
and you have a law, you're not allowed to do it.
Yeah, if you're talking about both these stories, you're right. Because the mitzvah can't be over that.
Right.
Right, but here's not. Here, we're talking about a concern. There's no vada if there. There's a concern that a person might put it in his mouth. That's because they got Chazal says, not the Torah. Chazal says, don't touch this fruit. It's only a concern. So say it to a neighbor. Since it's only a concern, so we can take other things, other factors into account. Right? So maybe that was the Gemara's teretz. To explain Shittas Rebbe Yehuda. That was Abai. So it says Rava now to him, Omer Rava, we're about 12 lines down in the Gemara. Omer Rava, Shibuda, Shibuda, Kasha, the Abonon, the Abonon. Hey, Kasha, why are you only resolving Shibuda? There's a contradiction in Abonon as well. So the answer to says Rava, I'll tell you the whole Pshat. Rebuda, like Kasha. To resolve the contradiction in Rebuda is not Kasha. Kedishnina, like you answered. Very good. You answered a very good teretz. The answer was what? Bodil, not Bodil. Very good. Nice teretz. Also not Kasha. I'm not concerned. You know why by Chomet I'm not concerned? Even though by Chodosh they were concerned. You know why? Because who atzmoi mechaza all of his sofoi, since by chometz he's going out of his way to burn it, Mechel to ochel minei, you really think he's going to eat it? There's no chance he's going to eat it. His whole mercy, the whole thing which he's involved in, is burning chametz. So there's no chance you're going to come to eat it. So that was really the answer. Well, that's really the maskan that we had. And then there's a few lines of the Gemara in Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi, Omar, Rav Ashi said different things. Rav Yudah, you want to know what this, why there's no steer in Rav Yudah? The Kasha, you know why? Because, well, where's your idea? He says you're allowed to involve yourself in Chodosh. Because Kemach and Koli? Kemach and Koli, it's none. Kemach and Koli are not edible. There's no chance you'll come to eat it. Because it's not edible. Kernels are dried out kernels in the oven. So you can't eat it. So says the Gemara, Bahod Rav Ashi Bedusi. This Rav Ashi is a forgery or made up. He didn't really say it. Why? This is the Gemara. The Gemara is saying this statement which you just said from Rav Ashi is a tzoris. It doesn't make sense. Because Hotinach, Mekalim Eilach, you're right. Once it becomes dried out, then you're not going to be able to eat it. But Mikarat Koli Maikilamema. Till it became Koli, what are you going to say then? Till it became Koli, it was definitely edible. So how did it become a Koli? It didn't grow Koli. You harvested it, and then you dried it out. So why are you concerned during that period that you might come to eat it? Perhaps you'll say, no, I'm not concerned because of that, because you harvested it in an unusual way, so therefore there's no concern that you'll come to eat it. Rabba, like Rabba said beforehand. Hello, he said, it's also not good for the Sigma, because what do you do with the next dry that we brought? The crates and Beit HaShlochim. Shabbat Mokim, they allowed to harvest in these Beit HaShlochim. Why are you not concerned there that you might come to eat it? But Kimberke Yehuda, we said it's going out, Yehuda. Michael and Mema, why are you not concerned you're going to come to eat it? And as Rav Ashi, but Zutzi, or Rav Ashi said, definitely made up. It wasn't Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi didn't say this. The answer, the real answer to the sugya, this is what we have to come out, go home with for Shabbos. The real answer to the sugya is that the chilek, why Rav Yehuda said you are allowed to do it by chodosh and not by chametz, because chodosh, you are bodil, and it's a hefset. Or and is either regarding. Although it's a hefset of the mitzvah, but it's not bodil minei.
The Gemara didn't state
the law of Hesed, and all the talks
talk about asking
the
Gemara did. The Gemara did.
The
Gemara said, "I'm a legacy." Why wouldn't the Gemara bring this point out more clearly?
Yeah.
That was the case. That was true. Why do you leave it out, or do you have to learn this huge requirement out from
the law? It was definitely more gishmak for us that we worked out ourselves instead of the Gemara speaking out, right? It was gishmak. Misha tells
the legacy.
No, because I hear your argument. It's not because once we come to the end of the day, we now realize that chametz is also a potential loss. So the chiluk between chametz and chodosh is not that by chodosh is a potential loss, because also chametz is a potential loss. The only chiluk between them is one is bothered and one's not bothered. Right?
I think it's such a big important. You want to say there's two things, not one, two.
Right.
And the Gemara
is
like,
to tell us. And the chiluk, both of them have this one of them, and the chiluk between two of them is this extra fact of both and not both.
So what's the exact definition of bottle?
Something which you don't generally involve yourself with.
And we said that they are generally involved in...
Chomit?
With grain.
No, they're not.
What?
Other grain, this grain. Yeah, the new grain, they've never been involved in the new grain. So
it's not being involved theoretically, it's not being involved in this specific phase. This is brand new grain.
Right.
That grain is old. That
right. When I harvest new grain, I know I've never eaten new grain, and there's no reason why I will eat it. I'm saying, when I had involved myself in chametz, I was eating this chametz. So why shouldn't I carry on eating? There's no difference, no fundamental difference between this chametz and that chametz, the same food. I'm saying new grain. Hey, the new grain I don't involve myself in. Okay, then there was one more thing that we said in the end of learning was, what about Shabbos? You see, if Yudah wasn't worried about Shabbos having a eggshell there, you are not worried about it. Why are you not worried you might come to eat the, take the eggshell? Because Shabbos is from here. Shabbos is Sfarah. Shabbos makes the person stay away from it, even if he's not bothered. Right? Even if he's not bothered, Shabbos makes the person stay away from it. So with that, now we can have a test, Yom Kippur. No? We had a kasha, why in Yom Kippur you're allowed to eat it? The answer is, on Yom Kippur, it's so chamo, you'll stay away from it. Now we'll only answer, she's Rabbi Yehuda. But the Rabbanon there said by the Yikos of the Shfaferis, we are concerned you'll come to take away the Shem. Right? Even though Shabbos is so chamo, we are concerned. So if so, the Rabbanon, we still have a question, what about Yom Kippur? So we can say either Yom Kippur is even more special than Shabbos, Kacholiyot, or we can say, if any nice says what Yeshua is saying, then Yom Kippur, you can't eat any food. Therefore, there's no reason why a person would start eating some food. Yeah, fine. That's gone for Pashas, Achim Yisdishim. And yes, Shem, next week we'll be starting the next part of the Sugah, which is, you can already start preparing for it. It's from here, from this, where we're holding the second white line. The third last narrow line. Second last narrow line until basically turning over the page. So four lines down or so. Okay, that's preparation, and there's two places in here. Two places in the bottom, on the last two places on the page. Okay, you should have a good Shabbos. Everything, everyone should enjoy Shabbos Menorah.
I
just stop it. Yeah.
What would Rabbi Yehuda say as a Shaila?